Twin blade, swiveling, disposable, from Wilkinson Sword. Dipping your sheep and lambs? Don't make it a lucky dip. Choose Top Clip Gold Shield Sheep Dip. Proven effective for all sheep, and in recent major trials, proven significantly more effective for lambs than other dips. For better and longer-lasting results, Top Clip from Sibagagi.
Did you know that in recent U.S. government tests, a Volvo 240DL achieved the best crashworthiness rating ever obtained by any car? Volvo, for safety, quality, reliability, and longevity.
From Southern Ireland, broadcasting to the city of Cork and Munster on a medium wave frequency of 1305 kHz, 225 meters, 102 and 106 FM. You're tuned to Munster Radio, BRI.
In the corporation refuse dispute, there has been no statement about progress in today's contacts between the parties involved. It's thought a meeting may have been arranged for tomorrow or Friday. Minister for Justice, Mr. Newman, has said that there is no question of releasing Nikki Kelly from jail, where he's serving a 12-year sentence for armed robbery. Mr. Newman said it had to be made clear that he could not take on the role of purporting to decide the guilt or innocence of a party. The minister stated that no new evidence had come to light in the Nikki Kelly case. The Prison Officers Association has welcomed the announcement that there's to be a review of the prison system. More than 10,000 users of gas for cutting and welding in industry may be without supplies from Friday evening because of a threatened strike over pay. The strikes involves 116 production workers and drivers employed by Irish Industrial Gases in Cork and Dublin. The ITGWU is to put official pickets on plants. Medical supplies won't be affected. Labour court talks are being arranged, but hopes of a settlement are not high. The price of butter is to go up by 4.5 pence a pound from Saturday morning. The new price will be 88.5 pence for parchment-wrapped butter and 89.5 pence for foil-wrapped. The Department of Trade, Commerce and Tourism says the increase is being kept down because of the full benefit of an EEC increased subsidy which is being passed on to the consumer. Dublin cargo handlers, the employers in the Dublin docks dispute, say they could afford to pay the Labour Court recommendations only by laying off 77 dockers immediately. In a letter to the court, the stevedore company say that if the level of the trade doesn't improve in the port, the company's future viability would depend on further reductions in the labour force. The leader of the SDLP, Mr. John Hume, has said the Forum for a New Ireland, which is to meet on Monday, is the most significant political initiative since 1920. The Fianna Fáil leader, Mr. Hoy, says Section 31 of the Broadcasting Act is unnecessarily restrictive. Mr. Hoy said he was in favour of people elected in the Northern Assembly having access to national radio for the duration of the elections there. The details were a matter for the broadcasting authorities. The chairman of the Anglo-Irish Beef Group has threatened if wealth tax is introduced, investors and industrialists will take their money elsewhere. £115 million in aid for job training and employment promotion in the Republic has been approved by the EEC Commission. The money comes in the first batch of grants from the EEC Central Funds for 1983. It will be paid to the Department of Labour and bodies such as the Youth Employment Agency, ANCO, National Manpower Services, the Shannon Free Airport Company and the IDA, as well as the National Rehabilitation Board. Now, Munster weather, it'll be dry this evening with clear spells. Fog patches developing in some areas. Winds light, northwesterly or variable. And the outlook, continuing dry. ERI News at 3 minutes past 11.
From Cork City to Munster, ERI 24-hour news.
ERI, hear me. Fly it high.
Flying high. slow song was before the news. That's Freeze, Flying High. Thank you, John O'Connor, for News and Weather. And as I said earlier on, Your Eyes Midnight, of course, is next at 12 midnight. Liam Quigley with you on 2-2, and our number is 502-330. Here's Billy Ocean. This is a song called Stop Me If You Heard It All Before.
She went away. Roseanne, yeah. see your face still shine through the window on the other side. Rosanna, Rosanna, I didn't know that a girl like you could make me feel so sad. Rosanna.
Expanding news service, you too can have a voice in Munster. ERI wants to hear about the ambitions or problems facing your group or your community. ERI offers you access to the station's facilities, from a simple press release to a full outside broadcast. You can contact us at ERI News, 117 Patrick Street, Cork. ERI, always listening.
Cork Rape Crisis Service, telephone number 968086. We provide a completely confidential counselling service for women who have been raped or assaulted. The telephone number again of the Cork Rape Crisis Service is 968086.
No, I
And that's called Heartbreaker. Before that, we had Toto and Rosa. 11:19 on 2:25. And these are the Bell Stars tracks. In fact, that matters if you ask me. Sweet Memory.
Is there a reason to ask one question? Why you still love me? Is there a reason for my answer? I love you too, I need to be free. Many times I've tried, yeah, explaining the way I feel, you have really tried. Just a little, I'm all night talking. Don't you think, well, that the world has run wrong?
Yeah.
brothers and my sisters all over the land.
Sun visors or stickers will be spared. 2225, it's the Saint-Tropez Chase, an opportunity for you to win a holiday for two in Saint-Tropez. The Saint-Tropez Chase. Tune in this Thursday morning between 10:30 and relax until 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon, and you can win an all-expenses-paid holiday for two to Saint-Tropez. Starting daily from Thursday between 10:30 and 3 o'clock on ERI. We'll give you 3 tunes per day, and who knows, you could fly away to Saint-Tropez.
I've got stories, information, and chart statistics about your favorite songs and artists coming up in our weekly countdown on American Top 40. The countdown can be heard Saturday mornings from 10 until 2, right here on ERI.
Is this just a phase that we're going through? Someone, you lay back in the arms Thank you. Creedence Clearwater Revival, that's Mad Moon Rising. Before that, Human League, Keep Feeling Fascination. And before that, again, Smokey and Lay Back in the Arms of Someone from 6 years ago, imagine. 8.5 minutes to 8 minutes, sorry, now to midnight. And I remember the day, I forgot to say hello to. With the day, welcome back to Maxine. That comes from Yvonne. So welcome back, Maxine, from Ulm and from Yvonne as well. And hi as well to Liam Hornibrook and Paulie and Bertie Hackett, and they're all listening along to Valley Villan. That comes from somebody with sexy pink leg warmers. Here's Bob Marley and the Bears. Buffalo Soul.
Not a goody-goody, just a baby in the woody. Love has got me worried and perplexed. Oh, yeah. Gosh, oh, gee, I want my mama. Goodness me, I need my mama. Maybe she could tell me what comes next. My mother told me there be days I see when I wouldn't know what to do. She told me what not to do. She said some boy will take me in his arms and tell me, oh, what life. But it must be life. No more than them. The lone soldier in the heart of America. Stolen from Africa. Far to America. I think I'm survivor. Said he was a Buffalo soldier in the war for America. Said he, why, yo, yo, why, yo, 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 why, yo, 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 why, yo, yo, why, yo, 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 why, yo, 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 yo.
From The Sting, Marvin Hamlisch, and The Entertainer. Before that, Philip King and Peter Brown, a new single from them. Shocked, no made big, kind of shocked. Ah, my Gielke coming out. And before that again, we had Bob Marley and the Wailers, and a new song from them as well. Quite good, wasn't it? More music, the other side of Midnight Reports with John O'Connor and the team.
From Southern Ireland, broadcasting to the city of Cork and Munster on a medium wave frequency of 1305 kilohertz, 225 meters, 102 and 106 FM, you're tuned to Munster Radio, ERI.
It's 12 midnight. Welcome to ERI Reports. I'm John O'Connor. In the corporation refuse dispute, there's been no statement about progress in today's contacts between the parties involved. It's thought a meeting may have been arranged for tomorrow or Friday. Cork City companies could be among the users of gas for cutting and welding in industry, who may be without supplies from Friday evening because of a threatened strike over pay. The strike involves 116 production workers and drivers employed by Irish Industrial Gases in Cork and Dublin. The ITGWU is to put official pickets on plants. Medical supplies won't be affected. Labour court talks are being arranged, but hopes of a settlement are not high. A survey of foreign companies operating in Ireland reveals that the vast majority are pleased they came here and would recommend Ireland to other companies. Although most of the firms were dissatisfied with the quality of Irish-made components and materials, they still plan to expand operations here.
I think that he's quite capable now saying, well, if that's your attitude, thank you and goodbye. I have worked jolly hard for you, and I'm quite an important man in your plans, or have been, and I really deserve a post in the cabinet, and I think that's the line he's going to take.
And do you think the Northern Ireland post is one that he is interested in?
Well, he might well be, because you've got to look at the jigsaw puzzle here. If Mrs. Thatcher decides to get rid of Mr. Pryor, as she might well do, and as she might well decide to get rid of Mr. Francis Pym, then there will be a vacancy there. In any case, I think Jim Pryor could say to her, if he's being kept and looking at it the other way around, well, I've had enough of this bloody awful job, which is the way British politicians look at it, and I don't blame them one iota, can I go somewhere else? Now, Ian Gough may be one of these odd politicians who think they can solve the problem of Ireland or Northern Ireland. I don't know about that. But certainly, it's the one job where there's literally always an opening.
Do you think if he wants the Northern Ireland job that he will get it?
Yes, I think that if he wants it, he will get it. And Jim Pryor will then be given the heave-ho, or else shifted somewhere else.
And do you think that would lead to a substantial change in the government's policy as far as Northern Ireland's concerned?
Well, in as much as you can generalise about these things, he's more to the right than Jim Pryor is. Jim Pryor stands very firmly on the old, what's called progressive consensus, Butlerian, Macmillan-esque, whatever word you choose, wing of the Conservative Party. Now, Ian Gough doesn't, but he's his own man. He won't be Mrs. Thatcher's creature.
Alan Watkins of the Guardian newspaper. It's now over 5 weeks since two Irish volunteers, Tarina Kelly and Anne McLaughlin, were kidnapped along with other international aid workers in Ethiopia. Maura Conroy is a concerned volunteer who's just returned from Ethiopia, and she's been working in Koram, the town from which the missing aid workers were abducted. She's been telling Phil Crotty the latest news about the fate of the volunteers. But first she talked about the drought and the famine which faces thousands of Ethiopians.
If they don't get rain this year, it will be even more desperate than what it is at the moment. And at the moment, it is very, very bad. It's unbelievable what lack of rain can do to a situation. They are really in a very, very bad situation. It has affected them. There is absolutely no vegetation whatsoever to be seen in the drought area. Dry riverbeds, desolation, that's about all that you can see in the areas. They have absolutely nothing. They are walking 3 to 4 hours per day to collect water. And even that spring that they have is now drying up.
You're actually working in Koram, which is where the two Irish volunteers were taken from.
Yeah.
What sort of reports were there on what had happened?
The reports that we had from there was that the TPLF, the Tigrayan Liberation Front, came in and took over the town at around midnight. And there had been reports of about 15 hours of fighting. But during that time, our people seemed to have been in safety. We had no reports of any casualties among civilians. We did have reports of army casualties, and that their dispersing them from the town was in order, and that there was no panic or no confusion. Everything went very smoothly.
What sort of news have you received about the missing volunteers?
We have had no official news about the missing girls, but unofficially we have had reports that they have been seen giving lectures in this town that they're in Sokoto, and that they have also been giving demonstrations on hygiene and preparation of food. And we feel quite confident that these reports are true.
There have been reports that the missing volunteers have been taken on a three-week trek and would be released in the Sudan. Is that likely, do you think?
Personally, I don't think that they will be walking to the...